something that our audience, in addition to what you were speaking about, really is into is the body doubt and sort of the body conversation. I was really thankful that you included that in the book because I feel like it's so applicable to everyone. Can you talk a little bit more about your journey?
Yeah. You know, body doubt, for anyone struggling with it, and I think this is really, really common, is really tough because it's something that, you know, there are people, as you guys know, people who are some of the most incredible thought leaders, accomplished, I'm going to say women right now, women in the world, who that's the one thing they still struggle with, mm-hmm. right? One of my friends, you guys might know her, I'm Glennon Doyle, who wrote Untamed. Like, she is literally crushing stuff everywhere and still so vulnerably admits that she hasn't figured out the body doubt thing. You know what I mean? And so I think that it's part of our greatest journeys. And I think that for me, it's something that I'm right in the middle of. So like I wrote Believe It, talking about all of the lessons, all the tips, all the things I did right and lessons I wish I knew sooner on how to overcome self-doubt, how to deal with rejection, how to take an idea, turn it into a billion-dollar company, all those things. And at the end of the book, I talk about some of the things I still struggle with and where I'm at and trying to literally shift my mindset around them, right? So you know, I have a hereditary skin condition called rosacea, which is bright red. And for when I first started getting it in my late 20s, when I would walk into a grocery store, people would be like, oh, are you okay? Or are you sunburned? Or, you know, are you feeling well? All those things. And I was feeling great. And it just, and I went through this season of self-doubt. And, you know, I was working in television news and anchoring the news, and my makeup would start to break up. The redness would come through, and I would hear from my producer in my earpiece. Well, I'd be live on television. There's something on your face. There's something on your face. You need to wipe it off. And I knew there wasn't anything I could wipe off. I knew the makeup was breaking up, and I thought it was this season of setback in my life. But it's interesting that setback is why I started trying every makeup out there. Couldn't find anything that worked. Had this aha moment. What if I, you know, and I thought I was in my dream job, and I didn't know what I was doing with even the thought of launching a company, right? But I think Joel Osteen coined this phrase that so often our setbacks are really God's setups for what we're called to do next. And, you know, I had this big moment where even though I thought I was in a dream job, my dream job, that, you know, my gut kept telling me, like, it's time, you need to go after this new thing. And I, you know, I learned and believe that sometimes in life, like, knowing when to let go of a dream is as important as knowing when to go after one. And learning to hear our gut is the biggest thing, right? Some people, that's how they hear God, is through their intuition. So over the years, I've figured out, you guys, how I literally, like, something that everyone else saw as a flaw, right? My rosacea. I literally feel full freedom. Like, I will wear no makeup, go anywhere. And I feel nothing. I feel like I have nothing to hide. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, and why I created It Cosmetics was A, to try and shift culture and beauty and use real people and all of those things as models, but also to create a brand that made you feel beautiful on the days you wore makeup and as beautiful on the days that you didn't. And my point is, I figured out how to crack the code in my own head and my own mindset to truly believe my rosacea is beautiful. Like, when I walk around with it, right? I think, and when I see other women that have it or that notice mine, I think, oh, right now, this isn't about me. This is about me normalizing something that most people feel ashamed about and trying to normalize it so they don't feel like anything is wrong with them. And so for me, it's like, I feel it's this awesome thing, right? And so in my journey about body doubt, in my journey that started as a little girl, stuff I've never shared before, my family was like, what? I share so much of it and Believe It because I wanted to keep it real, like really real. But I talk about growing up and hiding, like, in the school bathroom, drinking diet shakes and, you know, taking stuff that my friend's sister got us, like when ephedrine was a big thing, and literally being on Slim Fast shakes when I was like 9 and like all these things, right? And this idea of body my whole life, and where I'm at now is literally figuring out how to switch my mindset about it to something that is gratitude for it, versus something that I feel like is not enough. Do you know what I mean? And it's literally the one thing I'm in the middle of right now that I talk about this in the end of the book, is like, I figured out how to change my mindset, overcome doubt, raise my vibration in terms of, I can have anyone reject me and I feel nothing because I embrace rejection. And I think after getting told no and you're not enough and all those things hundreds of times in my business, I figured out how to be fearless about it. I can handle just about anything, but I've figured out how to overcome it, raise my vibration. And like, I share all the tools on how to do that in the book. Like, I don't deal with comparison syndrome anymore, nothing. And so I've gotten there with that. The body thing is the one thing I'm right in the middle of right now, of literally practicing all of my tools that I figured out in every other area to try and shift my own mindset, believe my body is beautiful and it's enough. Believe that like God gave me cellulite and it's as cute on my thighs as it is when you have dimples on your cheeks. And to be grateful that I literally have two legs that can move. Like, how many, you know what I mean? And just really shift perspective. And the last thing I'll say on this that I think is really important is, I have learned in everything in life, when something's holding us back, when we're doubting ourselves, when we're feeling it, not enough about it, it's because we're making it about ourselves, which in a way is a small way to make things. And when I think about how did I keep going and build this billion-dollar company after all the no's, it's because I believed that I was shifting culture and beauty and shifting the definition and changing the way models are used for every little girl out there who's about to see commercials and start doubting herself, and every adult who still does. And that was bigger than me, right? Like I walk into a grocery store and think my rosacea is beautiful because it's literally not about me. It's about who am I empowering in that grocery store that day. And so how I'm starting to shift my perspective around body, in case someone else needs to hear this out there today too, is when we feel ashamed of our body, we're literally teaching other girls and other women that they should too. And I have to flip the switch in my own head and be like, oh, it's not about me, right? When I don't want to put on shorts or put on a bikini or whatever, it's like, oh, if I don't do that, what am I teaching my daughter? What am I telling other girls and women? And maybe if I just freaking shake my cellulite and strut my stuff, maybe that's telling someone else she's beautiful and worthy exactly like she is too. So that's the space I'm in right now, is really in process. By the way, I've done all the book launch press for Believe It. I've never talked about this. This question's never come up. Never talked about it.
So, welcome to Almost 30.
This is why Almost 30 is like the most amazing show ever. But I'm in it right now. I'm in it going, okay, what tools are working and what aren't? Because it's not just women, but so often women, we literally create a prison in our own minds of not enoughness around our body. And you guys, sorry, I'm going to get so fired up. When I think about, and maybe some of your community can relate to this, when I think about the number of hours I have spent in my life going, what fits? Or should I not go to this party or this high school reunion or this whatever, because I literally don't like how I look right now, or I can't fit into something, or do I not want to make out with my husband because I literally don't even fit. Like all those things, when I really accumulate all the hours, or scrolling diets online, all the hours that could have gone to something that actually matters, like creating, like serving, like ideating something, like, you know, school, business, donating time to the world. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, it's the amount of time we lose that comes at the expense of everything else. I can't even handle it. It's got to change. Mm-hmm. So yes, I've never spoken about this in an interview, but I'm completely on a mission because it's the one thing for me that I haven't fully flipped and solved in my own life. Like, I figured out how to build a billion-dollar company. I figured out how to believe my rosacea is beautiful. Figured out how to believe God exists. Like all those things. This is the one thing that I'm like, oh, I'm still in a prison. I'm determined to break free of it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend.
We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.